This summer, plan your vacation at home. Clear the tracks for victory by helping save vital rail space. Space needed for the movement of troops and the comfort of wounded men. WEAF, New York.
The program usually scheduled over many of these stations, The Art of Living, will not be heard at this time in order that the National Broadcasting Company may bring you Bob Hope in a special program from a naval hospital in the South Pacific. The Art of Living will be heard at its regular time next week. We now take you to the South Pacific.
From somewhere in the South Pacific, we present the Bob Hope Show. Nearly 2,000 wounded veterans of the Saipan, Tinian, and Guam campaigns to the Fleet Hospital on the edge of a coconut grove somewhere in the South Pacific is Bob Hope and his UFO troop. Ladies and gentlemen, these wounded men have been through many bitter campaigns. What they're going to face now is ridiculous. Here he is, Bob Hope! Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Mosquito Network Hope. Thanking you boys from Guam, Tinian, and Span for making the Japs take it on the lab. Yes, sir, isn't it wonderful what you can do on Span, huh? Well, here we are on this beautiful, romantic South Pacific island. Boy, aren't these islands pretty? Wait till I see that Dorothy L'Amour. What a lie. But I really hope you enjoy our show today. We have a nice show here with Francis Langford, Jerry Colonna, Tony Romano, Patty Thomas, and Barney Dean. I know you'll enjoy the girls. You remember, girls? Yes, sir, they're doing very fine. In some of these islands we visited, these girls have been the first to land. Won't Eleanor be mad, huh? Of course, she would have made those islands if she stopped to trade with the natives along the way. We've had a very fast flying trip up to now. Flew all the way down here from San Francisco. Didn't scare me a bit. I read a novel coming down. Going back, I'm going to read the second page. Everybody had a lot of fun on the plane. I know because I looked inside and saw them. And when we got about... when we got about halfway down, the pilot turned around to me and said, "Are you a little nervous?" I said, "Yeah, this is only my third time up." He said, "You beat me. This is my first." I said, "It's a little rough out there. Don't you think we ought to have parachutes?" He said, "Don't be silly. The ones with parachutes jumped an hour ago." And talk about weather over that Pacific. It was so rough, the automatic pilot bailed out. I've never seen it. Finally, the crew chief tapped me on the shoulder and said, "In case of an accident, the pilot is the last one to leave the plane." I said, "Why tell me that?" He says, "I don't want to make you nervous, but there he is down there." I finished another road picture with Crosby and L'Amour. We're going to work on the alleys next. Ah, that L'Amour. 10 weeks with L'Amour and I got money, too. So think what that cost me in vitamin pills alone. Just think. And, of course, you all know Crosby, Sinatra's father. He's doing very, very well. Sinatra's doing okay, too. He's just been elected the wax pinup boy. Gotta pin him up or he'll fall down. But right now, what's to me, young fellow's been in our orchestra the past 3 years, now different travels. A guy from Fresno, California, composer and a grand guitar player, Tony Romano. Let's get it.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private room or telephone. You've had your breakfast in bed before. But you can't do that here anymore. This is a GI Jive, man alive. You wake up with a bugle roll and reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the GI Jive. You'll be loaded back and digging at a GI Jive.
Thank you. but how are you, honey?
I'm fine, Mom.
Oh, that's well. You having a good trip?
Oh, it's so exciting, and the boys have been so wonderful to me. You know that last island where we were?
I sure do.
One of the boys took me out on the target range.
Oh, he did, really?
Mm-hmm. He put his arm around me and showed me how to hold a rifle.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. He put his arm around me again and showed me how to aim it.
Oh, he did again? Uh-huh. I see. I see.
He kept his arm around me for a half an hour and showed me exactly how to fire it. Came along and put him in the guardhouse.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, we were going to try it again tomorrow with a rifle.
Yeah. Boy, they have all kinds of rackets down here, don't they? Well, you know, Francis, these boys have a rugged time down here, but I still wish I was one of these fellas. I want to tell you that. I mean...
You could take it.
You don't think I could take it?
No. You see, you have to forget all about fear.
That's for me.
You have to forget all about comfort.
That's for me.
And you have to forget all about women.
That's for them.
Coffee and Tanaka standing in for me during my absence. So until I return, I say, I am after you. to hear. The gold and green, as once more he sees the death of me. This is the ring again. The bird's out of the wing again. He must sing again the old melody.
I wish all of you could have been with us for these past 5 weeks. What a privilege we are, American boys, with all but with one thought in mind, to keep island hopping till they land on Tokyo, so they can make that most important hop in their lives, that big hop back to Uncle Sugar. Uncle Sugar, that's what the boys call the good old USA. You would, too. You have a rare appreciation of our state after you fought the insects, the mud, the sun, and the torrential rains that are everyday stuff down here. Sure, a lot of citizens in these states have it pretty tough with rationing of meat, shoes, gasoline, and other items. But we've been deprived of these things while at home. How would you like to be deprived of these things while crouched in a foxhole, ducking that lead with your initials on it? Where a bottle of Coke or a beer is a luxury and hot water and linen is a dim memory and your bathroom just ain't. I wish you could see the doctors and the nurses and ward boys working for days as though they were hours, patching up our heroes who have made the sacrifice of blood and limb, all showing a rare courage and a spirit that is typical of our American citizenry. We've seen kids smile for the last time and other boys spending long, monotonous, pain-filled hours fighting for their lives after fighting for yours. Ladies and gentlemen, it might surprise you to know that these boys who have made the sacrifice are also buying bonds. Think it over. Good night.
Coming to you from an island base somewhere in the South Pacific, to arrangement by the United States Navy over facilities of the Mosquito Network.